This is Janine Spurgeon, and today is Saturday, January 2nd, 2021. I'm speaking to Zaki Siddiqui, who is a seventh grader at Plainfield Middle School. We're going to talk to him about his experiences during the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. Welcome, Zaki. I always ask everybody, first of all, when you first heard about the pandemic, the COVID-19 virus, how did you feel about it? What did you think?
Well, at first we didn't really quite think about it. It was like, because like it wasn't really a big of a deal at the time when we first heard about it in like December. Uh-huh. And then when it came to the U.S., my aunt was also here and she was going to Washington where the first case was. And we were like joking and saying, oh, don't get it. And she didn't get it, but... At that point, that's when we started kind of realizing that it was kind of serious. Mm-hmm. And then soon later, we got into quarantine.
Okay. So what were you most concerned about when you heard about it? When you actually realized, ooh, this might be serious, what were you most concerned about?
One, about, like, us getting it. And because we didn't really know much about it at the time. Mm-hmm. Like, not much was being, like, spread about like what it was and all that, and people are still getting confused about the name. But so that's kind of so like that was kind of like the scary thing that we didn't really know about it at the time and like what it was, what it can do, and all that.
It's been almost a year now since this has all started. How have you changed the way you feel about it now since we're knee deep in it and we got the vaccine now? Do you feel encouraged? Do you feel hopeful?
A bit. Mm-hmm. I feel a bit hopeful, but then my dad actually sent us like an article a couple weeks ago saying that both the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines, kids under 16 cannot have it. Then, so I was getting kind of hopeful then because there was a New York Times article that you could put like your age, if you're vulnerable for it or not, and it would tell you how many people you're behind and like when you would possibly get it. Mm-hmm. So that kind of got me hopeful because me and my dad are at risk. I could have gotten it with my dad in like maybe February or March. Mm-hmm. While the rest of my family would have gotten it maybe in the summer. And then he sent us that article and I was like, oh shoot, I'm probably not going to be able to get it like at that time. It's going to take a lot longer to get it for myself.
Let's talk about your at-risk. Now, you were diagnosed with leukemia when you were younger, and you've been in remission for 8 years?
Yeah.
So, have you been taking extra precautions? How have you dealt with the fact that you are at risk?
Well, we're always wearing masks unless we're at home. My parents don't really let me, like, hang out with my friends much. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really going out much. And whenever I would get home from school, my mom would immediately make me take off the clothes that I had from school, change into new ones, throw those ones in the dirty basket, and take a shower before I start doing anything.
Are you still doing that?
Yeah.
I've talked to a lot of people, and they've said the same thing, but they've gradually stopped doing that as the pandemic wore on.
It's gradually started to... I still take off the clothes that I wore at school. It's just not as much taking the showers immediately. Because I usually take showers once I'm done with my homework. And we're Muslim, so we have to pray something called Maghrib at sunset. So I usually do it then and, like, maybe, like, half an hour to an hour before I go to bed.
Do you know anybody who has gotten the virus?
Yeah, I do. So I heard about it later, but my uncle, on my dad's side, my dad's younger brother, he's been living in Japan for a bit, and he got COVID-19 when it first started. And it was around when it first started. It was, like, in April, March. Yeah, we were taking our dog out for a walk. We just got her. The day after we got her, we took her out for a walk in the morning. He called his brothers, and that's when we heard the news about it. And then there was one more. It was my aunt. It was my mom's brother's wife. She got COVID because she's a doctor, and she's working with the COVID patients. Both of them are. My uncle and my aunt, they're both working with COVID patients. So she got it, and she had to quarantine. And I talk to my cousins every day ever since COVID-19 started. They live in Florida. So I've been talking to them every day, and they told me about it.
And how are they? Has she recovered? Have they all recovered and everything's all right?
Yeah, she recovered. This was in June or July, so she's good now, and she's back to work.
So are you going back to school then on Monday?
I'm pretty sure I am. My parents are still a bit undecided, but odds are yes.
So you haven't done any of the remote learning, huh? You've been hanging in there and going to school.
Well, after Thanksgiving break, my brother Safa went to school, but he was supposed to be staying back home, but he had labs for high school. But my parents kept me home from school from Thanksgiving break, except for the last week of school, because I had to be there. I'm the team captain of the robotics of one of the robotics teams at the middle school, so I had to be there for the filming because we can't compete at the actual competition. So the last 3 days of school, I was at school, but from Thanksgiving break to those, I was on e-learning, getting on the Google Meet and participating with them online.
So, gosh, your parents must be super worried, huh?
Yeah.
But they're going to let you go back on Monday then, huh? How do you feel about that?
Yeah. I'm kind of happy. I'm kind of mad, though, because right before we did, on Thursday, we did a run-through of our new semester classes. And I do a thing called Tech Squad, which is basically where we help everyone with the tech around the school. Mm-hmm. And it's a period class. So I was in 6th period Tech Squad, and I didn't know that my best friend was going to be in 7th period social studies, and I was the only one in Tech Squad, 6th period, which you can't really do much about that because you also have to help the classes that are in the Idea Lab when they're in there. Mm-hmm. And one person can't do that. So I got moved to 7th period, and then I see that my best friend's in social studies. And I haven't been in a class with any of my friends at all, and because of COVID, I haven't been able to sit with them at lunch. So I got pretty sad about that, but I don't know. I might be able to sit with them at lunch this year because I was in the cafeteria extension, which is the smallest area, only two classes, but now I'm in the bigger cafeteria. So if some of my friends are in the cafeteria, I can sit with them, but I have to stay in the cafeteria. I can't go, to the gym or the extension.
Well, I hope it works out for you.
Yeah.
Okay, now I used to ask this. When I started doing this, it was, last year, and it was not too long after the lockdown. Remember, we were all locked down for a month or so? And
yeah.
I asked everybody, what did you do during the lockdown? So, I mean, if you even remember, what did you do during the lockdown?
Well, it was basically just, we started online school on March 16th. And it was pretty easy. I mean, I would get done in 2 hours, and I would have the rest of the day to myself. So, I mean, we kind of just sat around and either, did board games, we started watching more movies together. We had more family time at that point. And then we got a dog a month after lockdown started. So then basically after we would get done with our homework, she was basically what we were doing.
Right.
She's a Siberian Husky and she's a puppy. So she's always wanting to play as well. At first when we went back to school, it was kind of weird for her. Because, she had grown up in this perfect life where we were always there with her, and we were always home, and we could always play with her whenever we wanted, but now we're not home for half the day.
Poor thing,
but
she must be devastated.
But as the weather's gotten colder, she's adapted to it, and she's also, she's a husky, so she likes the cold weather, so she stays more active and runs around a lot more while we're gone.
What have been some of the biggest challenges? I guess for you, your challenge is just to stay safe, right?
Also, another challenge was, like I said before, I'm not getting able to see any of my friends because I didn't have classes and I couldn't sit with lunch.
Right.
And then my parents don't let me, hang out with them or, do anything like that. So that's probably one of the biggest things.
How about employment? Do you know anybody that has been affected by the virus with their employment? Anybody lost their jobs or anything like that?
Not that I can think of. My mom works at the high school, so she was doing online. And my dad, he's a professor, and he was already doing online classes as a professor, so it was nothing different for him. And he's also writing a book for his work, so he could all do that at home. And so I don't know anybody that got unemployed.
That's good. That's good. Here's a question. You're the youngest person I've spoken to. Does it seem like your relationship with your friends, besides not being able to see them, or have people changed a little bit during this? I mean, do you feel like there's a shifting of relationships with people at all?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I can't really say much about it because I can't really talk to them or much. But, yeah, they've kind of changed because of it. They've kind of gotten more serious about things, and And in my friend group, I was, like, kind of, like, the only one that knew about, like, kind of, like, politics.
Uh-huh.
I was the only one who, like, actually watched, like, news and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So now they've started to do it, and they've, like, kind of told me while we're on voice chat on, like, video games and stuff.
What's your news source? What kind of news do you watch?
My mom puts on NPR in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically kind of what I listen to, and then sometimes my grandpa will put on, like, CNN or MSNBC.
So I can ask you, then, since you're so in touch with that, how do you feel the government has responded to the pandemic?
Well, me and my family and I don't really think that they did that great of a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've kind of, like, we feel like we could have been under, like, more mask mandates and all that.
What about here in Plainfield? Do you think Plainfield's handled it well? I mean, the people around you?
Yeah, I think they handled it pretty well at first, and then, especially at the schools, like, at first we were barely getting any cases, and then it was after Halloween, that's when our spikes at the school started going up, because the high schoolers were having Halloween parties, so then they started getting COVID, and then they had younger siblings at the middle school, and then they started getting COVID, and that's kind of where the spike began. I think they did pretty well at first, because there was barely any cases at the schools. No cases at the elementary schools at first, and then that's when we started getting a bunch of cases.
I actually thought that they would not go back to school after.
Yeah, that's what my parents were saying as well, and, like, my teachers, they were like, we honestly don't know. Because of the spike that's going on,
oh yeah,
we don't know if we're coming back or not.
Yeah,
and my mom works there as well, and she's like, yeah, I don't know.
You seem to be really informed. So, how do you think the media is? Do you think that the media is keeping everyone informed enough, or over-informed, or how do you feel like it's been being handled
by the media?
Yeah, the news. You know, do you feel like they're informing you well enough?
I think they could inform a bit more, try to give, like, a bit more information, but they can only give what they have, so.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I got one more question then. Thinking about the people that are listening to this in the future, what do you think that people should keep in mind if something like this happens again? What's the most important takeaway you got from this?
To actually take something like this seriously and not to take it as a joke, as lots of people have been doing, because it can get extremely serious and, like, make a bunch of people's lives, like, very miserable and bad. So
yeah, pay attention and take it seriously.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Zucky, thank you so much. This has been a great interview. I'm really appreciative of you, you know, talking to me and giving me your insight. Thank you so much for participating.